You're very welcome to Lorna Parker here on WLR. Tomás McCarthy back with you till 7 o'clock. And many thanks to Gavin Whelan for filling in last week. The show was brought to you by our new sponsors, Waterford Insulation, and it's a busy one over the next hour. Cyril Farrell will preview Sunday's South East Derby between Waterford and Wexford. Paddy Coffey will pay tribute to the late Di Forn. Miriam Liston is going to captain the Ireland International Rules Over 40s team on Saturday, so we'll hear from her very shortly. And we'll also get the thoughts of the Waterford Camogie camp ahead of Saturday's league clash with Clare. But first,
Waterford win it. What can we do? It's Jack Prendergast trying to flick it through. Montgomery makes himself available. Comes outside the 45. Ball into Shawnee Walsh there. Oh, trying to overplay it there, but inside the bear. Yes. Johnny takes the chance. Goal! What a goal by the 4 mile waterman. Monty played it in. Shawnee Walsh took the broken ball, stuck it in the back of the net. Saunderson looks out and he said, "What happened there? We needed a goal. We've got a goal." And it's the man from 4 mile water. Third goal in three games.
So the Waterford Hurlers continued their Division 1 campaign on Sunday with a South East Derby against Wexford. It will be our George Corbett scored a big match here on WLR, and our coverage gets underway at 3:15. Well, to preview this one, delighted to welcome back to the show All-Ireland winning manager with Galway, Cyril Farrell. Cyril, Waterford coming into this game on 2 points, win over Offaly, narrow defeats to both Clare and Cork. How would you assess their league campaign so far?
Yeah, well, it's been, you see, the funny thing is when you look at the scores, they put up big scores, and the last day against Cork, they had every reason, say, to die in a sense, and they finished very, very strong. And the big thing is I only saw the tape of the match, and I wasn't at the game, but like, the big thing I felt was that when David Brohan, the likes of Jamie Barron, Mikey Kiley and these guys like Sheehan and Peter Hogan, it changed the whole game. They finished very, very strong. And like this is a big match for both teams, because Wexford have played three times unbeaten, but they're only 3 points of three draws. So like, if Waterford can win on this weekend, it gives them 4 points, it puts them ahead of Wexford. Now Wexford will be the same thing, and there's an added spice within that the Wexford doesn't know what to expect from Davy and vice versa. So I think both sides, like Keith Ross would have soldiered a few years with Davy in Wexford, and it's just much the same team that Wexford have out. More or less the same personnel anyway.
And like, as you touch on there, sir, like, it's a big game for both sides. Like, the winner of this game will stay in the hunt for a top three finish and a place in the new 7-team Division 1A next year. How important is that for both counties in your view?
Well, I think it's very important for the future, you see. Like, it's okay to say the league doesn't count, but it does count more than ever this year, in the sense everyone wants to get into the top. Like, if you want to be at the top, after saying that you're building the team, as well, you're in the second division, might be easier, but at the same time, everyone wants to be at the top. Like, and there'll be 7 top teams in Division 1 next year, and it promises to be a great league. But like, it's a big game, because it's nearly a knockout game for both teams. Like, if Wexford don't win, they have 4 games played, 3 points. Whereas if Waterford win, they'll have the 4 games played and 4 points. It gives them that little edge going in. And, you know, I've just had the feeling that on Sunday, we'll say Welsh Park again. And I would think there could be a stronger Waterford team out. And if there is, I'd expect them to get the 2 points on Sunday.
Which Waterford players have caught your eye in the 3 games so far, Cyril?
Well, I suppose, like, you know, like, they're fighting hard. You know what I mean? They're going down far. The Mark Fitzgerald full back playing very well. You know, Tom Barron seems to be going well. He's kind of going well up front or at the back as well. Now, they're missing a terrible lot of lads up front. But, like, definitely when Hogan came on and Jamie Barron, like, Barron would be on any team, like, going well. And Hogan is a big, like, a player as well, Mikey Kiley. I think Shane Binnett will be back the weekend as well. Like, I'd say he'd be nearly fit again. He might get the 70 minutes, like, but they'd be strong starting. I just had a feeling that Waterford will have kind of more, a little bit more done than Wexford. Now, they'll probably both, tomorrow, they probably both play the same styles, because saw Wexford playing, and even though they had Foley picked up corner forward, he wound up, say, as a 6+1 at the backs, or if you want to call it sweeper, but whatever you want to call it, we're playing the very same way as we're under Davy. So both styles will be much the same, and it'll be interesting to see how it goes.
Yeah, and like, and with those players coming back for Waterford, and we could see Desi Hutchinson and Patrick Fitzgerald back in the full forward line on Sunday, Cyril, what kind of tactical approach do you expect to see from Waterford this time around?
Well, I'd say they'll go early on to get on top. Like, because if Wexford make a good start, they're a very kind of a proud county tomorrow. If they get a good start, they kind of play with their hearts the whole time. They're not able to play kind of what I would call, say, easy and relaxed. They have to be on high dough the whole time. That's the way they play. And like, you referred there to Hutchinson and these boys. Like, if they're ready to play, I don't know what they're now, but even coming on, They give a big lift up near the front, and young Pádraig Fitzgerald, you know, these are kind of natural forwards, or scoring forwards, really. And like Waterford seems to be getting definitely dead last day against Cork, being well out, but next team to finish very strong. They got the boys on. They could, like, to me, if they get everyone back, they're going to have a very strong panel.
How much of a loss is Stephen Bennett, Cyril? He's going to miss the end of the league with a hamstring injury.
Yeah, well, like he the poor lad went down, like, you know, these famous hamstrings, I suppose, with all the matches coming in on top of one another, like, you know, the, like with this player, how would you say, burnout, like to get so many matches. But Steve and I pulled up, there was no one here, but like, you know, it was like you're pulling the handbrake. You could feel it yourself kind of when you got that hamstring. Like I'd say he tore it very bad, even though I don't know, there's no talk about having an operation, which is good, like, because if you had one, you'd be kind of gone for the season. They'll try to rehab him as best they can, like, and you know, he's still a powerful forward on the edge of the square. Like, you know, he's gone, like, he's put on a bit of weight, I suppose, really, but like, he's still hard to stop, kind of, you know, and a very good free taker as well, which at the end of the day, Tomás, like, you watch any of the teams, though, a good goalkeeper, don't give away any stupid frees, and a top free taker from, say, midfield, in, let him be, say, 9 out of 10, it'll keep you in the game.
Yeah, like, and how crucial is he to Waterford's championship hopes? Cyril, well, given his ability on the freeze.
I'd say Waterford will be hoping to have him back. That's what they'll do. I can't see him making any of the league, in the sense that even if he's near it, they won't play him. They'll have enough of forwards without him. Like, you know, Kylie came on the last day, played very well. Young Fitzgerald is a very good forward. Hutchins is a good forward. Like, these guys are, you know, they're good hurlers. They haven't been playing together, but like, if they can get together, it'll be very interesting. Because to me, like, if they flow, they could flow big time.
And we hear that Tadhg De Burgh is near in a return, could be on the squad against Wexford, Cyril, possibly maybe on the team against Kilkenny for the last round of the league. Like, how much admiration would you have for him, the way he's battled back from another serious injury?
Tomás, unreal. Like, Tadhg could be on any team in the country. You know, he's a brilliant player. Like, and to get a double whammy of it, like, you know, it's unreal, like, really. But he's such a determined character, he's back in. But I'd say they will kind of err on the side of caution. Like, you know, the league, if they can stay up in the league, they'll be quite happy with that. Waterford will, and like, having back for the big ones in the championship. Must remember now, like, in all the throwing and throwing last year, Waterford had no home game. Kind of just looking at the formula for the championship, like, if they can win their two home games at home, they're in with a great chance. I'm not talking about winning the Munster title. I'm just saying to get out of Munster, which is a tough one. Like, 5-3 won't go. But I think by winning the two games at home, it'll put them out. You know what I mean? They'll be going to Croke Park.
As you say, Sarah, like, with Cork and Tipperary visiting Welsh Park in the Munster Championship, how vital is it to start winning these home games?
It is very vital. No. First of all, no one will like going down there, because like, there is that thing about Welsh Park. It's hard to win the best of times, like, you know, and like, they'll know that going down there. Like, Cork are kind of threatening every year. You keep thinking they're going to come, like, you know, and it wasn't the law of averages bound to come. They won't like going down there. I saw Tip playing Galway. They played quite well, but you wouldn't be kind of afraid of them. They had most of their team. Like, Galway had a mix and gather of everything. Like, it's just funny. Galway had the strongest team out against Antrim. You know, like, we didn't have the strongest team out during the year, but like, that's the way the league is going. And again, like, they'll be happy enough they can stay in the top three. They have an important game. They should be able to beat Dublin this weekend at home. After that, then they have Limerick. Even though it's an away game, this talks now could be in goal, because the Gaelic grounds in Limerick seems to be unplayable. So that's for another day, 2 weeks away. But there's a lot of hurling to come. But like, the top counties is still, they love to be in the top division. After that, whatever happens. But it'll be all about the championship after that, really. They're okay if the league comes, whoever it comes to. But like, that won't count in the summertime. It'll be all about the All-Ireland.
What do you make of Wexford season to date?
Yeah, like, you know, they're going well. Like, you know, it's a kind of a new change. Now, Roster, like, he went in there and he'd know the scene well. And the lads with him, Enya Martin, David Franks, Jason Ryan, these guys would know the ins and outs. And, like, he is fanning back in goals. Other than that, Conor Foley's playing great stuff from full back. He's playing right good stuff. Rick is going very well centre back. They have two new cornerbacks, and they're kind of the modern cornerbacks tomorrow. They attack the ball, Murphy and Ryan, on both corners. Midfield, there's a double barrel name there. Burden Dunbar does a lot of work along with Herndon, but they'd have three out there. Kevin Foley will be out this summer as well. I don't think they'll have Lee Chin for the weekend. Jack O'Connor will be on then. That gives you inside, and you'll have Seamus Casey probably in the full forward line taking the freeze, and probably Richie Lawler with them. I'd say, like, there's a Keane Burden. These fellas, there's two Burdens. There's a James Burden and a Keane Burden. Now, one of them is very, James, big, strong fella, doing a lot of the work, seeing him in college hurling, like, and they're playing, you know. They play a good, hard brand of hurling, but they have to, Tomás, they nearly have to play at high dough the whole time. There's no way they're able to kind of play just tipping along and kind of take their scores. They have to kind of burst in everywhere. That's why I think, like, if Waterford start well, like, if they do start well, it'll be more than half the battle against Wexford.
How do you see it going, Cyril?
I think Watford, if the likes of Jamie Barron and Diaz are on, the few that came on the last, if they're capable of starting, I think they're good enough to win, and they'd have a few more subs to come as well that finish strong. Because even though they've been beating Tomas in two of the matches, they put up enough scores to win. You know, with a team that's kind of it's kind of lacking in some of the main players. Bit by bit, they're coming back. So I'd expect a big game from Watford. I think the home finish is swinging for them on Sunday.
You touched on your native county earlier, Cyril. Can I ask you about the big news of the week around Galway? Johnny Glynn back in training, I believe.
Yeah, he's back, but I just hope he's back for good, like that he's back for the full campaign. I hope it's just not back and going, he's back a week and going a week, because like, that's hard to do. Like, you know, we did in our time, but the thing was, like, we had the fellas back for the 4 months, Jerry McInerney and Pete Fearnty, but they were back full time. They were full time hurlers, though, nothing else. Like, and they were training, you know, every day and maybe two or three times on the weekend. But like, Johnny kind of comes and goes, and it's very hard to do that. And it's a good while now since he played. I don't know, 4 or 5 or 6 years he's played for the county. Look, he's a good man under the high ball. You can see what they're thinking of, maybe an option under the high ball for the puck outs, or he's good at laying it off. But you're assuming he's able to pick up from where he left off. It's a big ask, like, you know. So like, we'll have to watch the space. Like, I just hope that if he is coming, that he's coming for the full 4 or 5 months, not back and forth. Because I don't think that's. He's not giving himself a fair chance anyway. Like, you know, he probably won't be picked if he's just coming back and forth. It's very hard to, you know, if lads training for this since last October. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
The other big game I want to get your thoughts on, Cyril, Limerick and Tipperary, 7:35 Saturday night in the unusual venue of Super Value Parky Cueve. The Gaelic grounds not available. How do you see this one going?
Yeah, it's an unusual one. If it was in the Gaelic grounds, you'd be saying that Limerick is like should win it, like. But you know, a Tipper kind of will have their full team out. I think anything they have, they'll be playing, and they're kind of doing that, getting back on the. Like, after having a very good league last year, they kind of fell away altogether. And from being supporters being fully behind the team, next thing when they went bad or two for a game or two, they were on the opposite side of the fence. It's an unusual game, Parky Cueve. I can't see many being at it. It's on TV, like it's down, like it's 7:30, 7. It's a long way down, no matter how you go to it. And it's a fantastic venue. Surface is very good, but it's still only one road in and one road out to us, no matter how you do it. And it's going by helicopter or something. But like, you know, it's hard to know. If it was in the Gaelic grounds, you'd definitely say Limerick. Like, but I don't know the teams that speak now, but I would just have a feeling that maybe Tip could shock them. And when I say shock them, they'd love to get one over. It's a bigger game to me for Tip than it is for Limerick. Limerick, Tomas, there's only one thing in their mind. They said, okay, they want to stay up in the league, and they want to win everything, but there's only one thing that counts, and that's the All-Ireland. Like, you know, to put another one back-to-back, that's their big... Winning these things are okay, but if they don't win the All-Ireland, it won't count. That's the standard they're at, like. Whereas if Tip can get one across them on Saturday night, they'll be very happy coming off from Cork.
Cyril Farrell, thanks a million for your time as always, and enjoy all the games over the weekend.
No problem, Tomas. Pleasure is mine.
Lore na Páirce with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.
So former Waterford hurler Dathi Foran was laid to rest in his native Portlaw on Thursday afternoon. And to pay tribute to Dathi, I'm joined on the line by Portlaw chairman Paddy Coffey. Paddy, obviously a sad time around Portlaw. What sort of send-off did Dathi get over the past couple of days?
Yes, indeed, Tomás. A very sad week indeed. Portlaw, the whole Portlaw community, and especially the Portlaw GA Club, because Dathi, I suppose, was one of the club's and county's greatest servants. And after an illness that he bravely fought, he passed away this week. And on behalf of Portlaw GA Club, we'd like to extend our deepest sympathies to his wife Anne, his two sons, Shane and DJ, and his daughters, Katie and Emer, and his brother Dick, and then his three sisters, Liz, Tina, and Vanessa, and Eleanor, four sisters. So, a huge shock to anyone that knew Dathi, because, you know, he was such a humble and modest person, never looked for the limelight, but such a star on the playing fields of Waterford and of Ireland. And that was reflected at his funeral mass yesterday, where, you know, our club were honoured to give Dathi's funeral a guard of honour and escort. Where we had over 60 playing members that spanned from back to the greats of the 70s up to the present day, to give Dathi the send-off he deserved.
And Dathi hurled for Portlaw, Waterford, and also for Munster in the half-back line, Paddy. What type of player was he?
Yeah, and we got some lovely messages from players that played with and against him over the years, club and county. Dathi, I played myself with Dathi at club level, and he was a role model we all looked up to. I suppose he learned his trade from the greats of the 70s, where he started off playing with the likes of Mossy Whelan, Martin Hickey, John Galvin, Jimmy Hennery, those lads. Doughty, as a young player, would have learned his trade from those guys. But, and again, you know, he spanned numerous generations into the 1980s, where in centenary year of the GAA, I suppose, Doughty was half-back on the Port Law team that played in that county final. Again, with those players, and then, you know, the likes of Jimmy Power and other players that played and donned the county jersey with Doughty during the 80s. And I suppose Doughty could be described as a very skillful, tenacious hurler, very brave, but very clean and honest as well. I actually can't ever remember Doughty being booked in a hurling match, but he was as hard a man to mark and hard a man to play, as you could see. But that's the type he was. And, you know, we got lovely messages from teammates of his and fellas that he played against. And it was lovely to see them all, actually, his former Waterford County teammates, paying their respects at his funeral as well.
Yeah, lovely words, Paddy. Thanks for paying tribute to the late Doughty Foran. Like, it's been a sad week in Waterford GAA circles. You also want to remember El O'Neill from Clashmore Kinsale Beg. She represented the Daisha ladies' underage teams over the years. There was a minute's silence for her last Sunday at the Waterford and Dublin game. And I understand there was another loss in the Port Law Club this week.
Yes, indeed. Our long-serving club secretary, Alan Ronan, lost his dad, Michael Ronan, well-known in Villerstown and West Waterford this week. And we'd like to extend our sympathies to the Ronan family also. So it has been a sad week for Port Law and for Waterford GAA. We've lost one of our greatest servants. Like Doughty, I have to say, it's Mark. He played and stayed playing for Waterford during some shallow years in the 80s. That must be remembered as well. You know, when we went down the divisions, you know, we went back and Doughty, you say that, but he stuck with it. And he played on up to bring Waterford back to Division 1 status. And that's the kind of fellas you want beside you on the field of play, that don't just give up. And I suppose they set the foundation for the great teams of the 2000s, the likes of Doughty Foran, and I have to say that. And then when his playing days were over, he didn't just fold the book and give up. He took to coaching and mentoring his own two sons and numerous underage players here in Port Law that are deeply indebted to him for his time and efforts in training them and coaching them over the years. So he's such a huge loss to us all.
Well, Port Law Chairman Paddy Coffey, thanks a million for taking our call today.
Thank you, Tomás.
Lore Na Pórca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.